The major party candidates recognize that improving Ohio schools can lead to closing the skills gap, where companies are having a harder time finding a competent workforce. Republican Mike DeWine says this is a process that must start early, even before a child begins kindergarten. He proposes raising the eligibility level for publicly funded early childhood education, expanding access to 20,000 more kids. This, DeWine says, will help children of low-income families who tend to begin school at a disadvantage.
We have an obligation, I think, to reach these kids. And if we're going to reach them, we've got to do it very, very early.
When it comes to support, Democrat Richard Cordray wants to bring a variety of programs to the schools. This includes mental health care, dental care, after-school programs, and parent support groups.
It means that the services are provided right at the school where we know the students are going to be day in, day out, as opposed to the families bearing all the burden of the logistics.
Both Cordray and DeWine have said they want to find a way to reduce standardized testing. Cordray, more specifically, says he wants Ohio schools to bring it all the way down to the federal minimum.
Overtesting, together with inadequate funding, have narrowed school curriculums and pushed out many other meaningful ways to engage students.
DeWine also believes Ohio students can be held to a higher standard of learning without rigorous testing.
Allowing teachers to teach the subject matter and to focus on that is very, very important. And I think the pendulum, frankly, has swung too far towards the testing. You have to have tests. We're having too many now.
That pendulum, according to DeWine, swings too often for teachers and administrators. He says part of his plan is to not make too many changes.
We have to resist the temptation to constantly be changing the, moving the goal line. Teachers just throw up their hands sometimes when they talk to me and say, just tell us what the rules are, but for heaven's sake, stop changing them.
Cordray says teachers need more input. He also notes a national education news organization once ranked Ohio's schools 5th in the country, but the latest evaluation had the state ranked 21st. Cordray says to him that shows schools need more support than what they're currently getting.
We owe this decline in part to state lawmakers who've spent years funneling resources away from our public schools, weakening our public schools, and over-regulating the classroom in ways that make it harder for teachers to teach students the way they are trained to do.
Charter school accountability is another big topic on both agendas, with the ECOT scandal at the center of it all. The now-closed online charter school overcharged the state by $80 million for students it claimed to have but couldn't prove. Cordray, the state's former attorney general, says policymakers should have done a better job keeping ECOT in check. His proposal would be to ban for-profit companies from operating schools.
Our schools are not businesses and our children are not customers. But those involved in the ECOT scandal put profit above our students' needs.
DeWine, the state's current attorney general, defends his record on ECOT, saying he was the one who appointed the state's counsel to get that money back. He says he would create a pay-for-performance model to add accountability for taxpayer money.
What we need to demand from the people who are running these schools is accountability. And accountability means they don't get paid until we find out what that child has learned.
As part of his education plan, DeWine would also add more focus on vocational training in school, emphasize computer science and coding, and on the college level, have universities freeze a student's tuition upon enrollment so it doesn't go up from year to year. Cordray's plan also includes advancing early childhood services, doing away with state takeovers of local districts, and expanding universal pre-K programs. Andy Chow, at the Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.